We're in the book of Acts, chapter number 12. Book of Acts, chapter number 12. If you'll stand for the honoring of the reading of the Word of God found in the book of Acts. I wish everybody was having church like this morning. It'd change our community. And it'd change many lives. I'm glad the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let's go another way. Let's go to Acts chapter number 28. You can just hold your Bible open anywhere. I'll be by there this morning sometime. The Bible said in Acts chapter number 27. Y'all just sit down just a minute. That's the best thing y'all can do, just sit down this morning. Y'all looking faint in mind. They're singing about that lights of home. I remember was raised out in the country. Me and a boy, we got in a car one night, and ain't no game wardens here, is it? I'm glad I pastor rednecks that love their preacher. It don't matter. And there's a boy on the hood of the car. Now it's driving. Was waiting for rabbits to come out across the road, and was going to have rabbit tomorrow. That old car sputtered and popped. Anything in you ever sputter and pops? And it quit. We pushed it off the side of the road. Big snow on the ground. I'll never forget it. The boy with me, we started to go down the road back to the house, and I said, if we'll cross this pasture fence at Mom and Daddy's house shut across the hill, said we can get to it quicker. So we crossed the fence and was a-traipsing through that snow. God is my witness, that boy with me, he couldn't swim a lick, and I heard ice break. And he fell in a hole of water. And I don't know yet, except, Brother Dennis, just by the grace of God. He let that boy get out of there. And he got out and he stood. And I turned and I looked out across that hillside. And I seen a light on. And I told him, I said, I know you're wet and you're cold. And I know it feels like we're a long way from the house. But you see that light on out yonder. Said, if we can just get over there to where that light's on. Said, that's Daddy's house. And said, inside there's a fire burning. And if we can just get over there to where that light's on, we'll make it. I'll never forget, we walked toward that light. Boys, that choir sung this morning. Thank God he's put a light on. And that light is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad his word, he shined that light out to me in a dark and a cold day. And sinner, if you can just get to where that light's on. And you get back over there to Daddy's house. I'll never forget, we walked in, Brother Dennis. There was a fire on. That old boy, his hair was froze, his clothes was froze. And he got by that fire and began to warm himself. Began to go to having feeling back in his hands and in his body and in his heart. I come to tell you this morning, it's cold outside. But I'm glad there's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shut. And when the choir began to sing about that light, God, I'm glad I've caught a little glimpse. For Jesus said that He was the light of it, and the glory of it, and the lamp of it, and the life of it. And honey, let me tell you, it's not only all about Jesus up there, it's all about Jesus here. And I'm glad God has chosen to speak to us by His Son. You'll notice here that Paul, he was on a ship and he is taking a journey. I wonder where you are in life this morning. He said in Acts chapter number 27, he said that they were all in the ship, 200, 76. 276 souls in Acts 27 and verse 37. It said they lightened the ship. That's always a good thing to do. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship or to make safe abode. When they had taken up the anchors, that's what a lot of us ought to do. There's a lot of anchors keeps us held back from doing what God would want us to do on this great ship of Zion this morning. My goodness, I don't want to have an anchor thrown out in tradition, do you? I mean, with all of my heart, can I just preach to you a little while this morning? Oh, tradition's killing churches this morning. Oh, I'm glad that our God's not in a box or not on a chain. There's nothing too hard for the Lord this morning. So they took their anchors up out of this world and put them in the ship. Boy, I tell you, some of you, you're trying to serve God one foot in, one foot out. But you ain't going no place straddle of the fence this morning. You ought to get in this thing of praise. I want to be found. Don't want to have an anchor thrown out to where I can't praise Him. So many times these sins that do so easily beset us. And as we'd seen last week, He said we ought to praise Him on the trumpet, on the harps, and on the stringed instrument. You may not be a trumpet this morning, but you can praise Him on the strings of your heart. And boy, they took up their anchors and made toward the shore. I'm glad I'm headed toward the shore in verse number 40. I'm just not sailing around in a tailspin. I'm going someplace. In 1981, the God of glory let me get on the ship of Zion. By the grace of God, He let the gangplank down. And He said, come on aboard, praise the Lord. I'm glad the Lord Jesus has made a way for me to get on board. Said He is making toward the shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground. And the forepart stuck fast, remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the wave. I wonder if you ever been broken. I mean, I wonder if you was doing pretty good, but the wind got up and it just about tore your life out. Well, the Bible said that it was a great violence of waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them would swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose. He said, no, don't kill them. And he commanded that they that could swim should cast themselves first in the sea and get to land. And the rest. Some on boards, some on broken pieces. I'd like to tell you that your life is going to stay intact. And I'd like to tell you that if you serve the God of this Bible, that everything will stay intact and be in place. Some lives are. But God chooses for some to not. And He said some got out on boards and some on broken pieces. You know what some of you need to do this morning with a broken past and a broken life? You just need to grab a hold to one of them pieces and go toward Him with it. There's a lot of people, they throw them pieces down. But they've some grabbed it. And maybe you just got a little piece left. But I'm glad you can hold on to it. Oh, I don't pastor a big church this morning. But I do pastor a broken church. And I look around at some of you and some of these young Christians got their little hands thrown up toward heaven. Oh, don't laugh at them. You ought to just thank God for them this morning. And boy, I just grab a hold of some broken things and make toward Him. And so the Bible said that they all landed on shore. Some on boards, some on broken pieces. But I like this. And so it came to pass that they escaped all. God didn't lose none of them. You say, preacher, I'm going down. Grab a hold of something. Grab a hold of something that's broke. Thank God. I'm glad I got some broke Christians I can hold on to. I'm glad I got the Word of God that's capable and able to get me to where I need to go. Oh, it ain't how many times you fall, it's how many times you get up. Can I tell you, it ain't how many times you fall, it's how many times you can get up. God has set some of them on boards. They're just grabbing what they can grab. And some old broken pieces. Some grabbed it. Brother Tim said, my God, I got this piece and I'm going toward it for Him. Oh, I'm glad the good Holy Ghost is going to see everyone through. Some of you coming in on boards. Some of you coming in on broken pieces. Don't let the good Baptist tell you, honey, that, oh, that they got everything figured out. Woe is me, is what Isaiah cried. Woe is me, because He's holy. He's holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And thank God for broken pieces this morning. Said it got them all safe to land. And I love where they landed. The Bible said when they were escaped, they knew the island was called Melita. That word, Melita, is a great word. Matter of fact, this thing of Melita means honey. Can you remember that you made toward this place some of your own broken past and broken promises and broken marriages and broken lifestyles, and God let you land in a big old pot of honey by the good grace of God? Somebody help me preach this morning. My God, I'm glad He's allowed you to land at Melita. A place of sweetness. And a place that you can get your life fixed back. A place where you can get your sights restored and your spirit renewed and your song returned. Thank God for the Melitas in life that He allows us to be here. Some of you think it's just accident you rolled in here. By divine providence, God's been so good to you. Even though your boards and your broken pieces, God has been so good to you that He allowed you to come to a place of Melita. And there the Bible said they showed them no little kindness. Can I tell you, friend, thank God, we can be kind to people we've never known. I remind you that these good Baptists here wasn't too good to be a blessing. Would somebody help me preach a while this morning? I mean, they was people coming in, landing on their shore they'd never seen. They knew nothing about their past. All they knew that they was broke. They were cold and they were wet. And everybody needs somebody. Can I tell you, somebody needs somebody this morning. Showed them no little kindness. I don't see anybody asking them, before I can be good to you, give me a requisition, or give me your profile, or what do you believe, or where do you belong? Praise God. They just picked up and went to being a blessing. I'm glad I'm in a church this morning that can be a blessing to those people that washes up on our shores. Glory to God. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. There's none good, no, not one. The grace of God loves us all. And we all stand even at the foot of Calvary this morning. Boy, if it's anything that's ever got me riled up, is to see somebody think they on a limb above me. Maybe they're a little better than I am. Well, that's no question. Everybody here is better than me. I'm the lowest of the lowest. But honey, let me tell you, there's a God in heaven one day that drew me by His grace and died for me on His cross. And I came to Him as a little child. And He said if I'd come, He would in no wise cast me out. And the day I got saved, it put me in the family of the born again of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God. Boy, the average church would have been saying, where'd y'all come from? Most of them been saying, well, we can't spend the money to dry them out. Most have been saying, we got to vote and have a conference before we can build a fire. Most of them would have said, listen now, they ain't bringing nothing with them. They ain't bringing nothing with them, you know. We just hobnog with the in crowd. Honey, I said Wednesday night, thank God I rub elbows with the Dollar General crowd. Amen. Go to Publix you want to. They washed up on the shore. They weren't worried about what they could bring to the party. They were just willing to give them something from the party. My God, I didn't have this out loud, but I'm glad I got it now. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be white as wool. I'm glad, thank God. Matter of fact, I've been praying some people would wash up on our shores. I love it when people come by and get where you've been sitting. You say, well, I ain't got a seat to sit down. Well, get here early and you'll have a seat to sit down. You say, I got no place to park. I could park at the Piggly Wiggly if I could just get to the church that I needed to be at this morning. They washed up, had nothing to bring to the party. They told my wife something one time. Cut this off there, boy. Ain't no sense of kinfolk hearing personal stuff. The Bible said they showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire. And like this, and received us every one. I want to say something right here. We may differ on the outside. I mean, I'm just an old country boy. God saved. Called me to preach some 22 years or so ago. I know I don't have a lot of things in common with you on the outside. Basically, my life is to have a home with my wife and children and grandchildren. I love preaching here. I love pastoring. I love preaching meetings. I love preaching revivals and camp meetings. I love to get out in the deer stand and get to myself and just leave me alone. Some of you, we can't even carry on a conversation outside. I mean, we'd go out to eat a hamburger, we'd both be miserable. Somebody say amen right there. But on the inside, we got a lot in common. First of all were sinners. Born in sin, the condemnation of Adam. And since we all were sinners, we all needed a Savior. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we all need to be saved. Some on boards, some on broken pieces. And then when we got saved, the Holy Spirit lives in us. We're to share the gospel to a lost and a dying world. We got a lot in common in this place. We're brothers and sisters in Christ, the family of God. The choicest of any people walking on the planet's God's people. There's many today preaching that there's many roads lead to heaven, but that's contrary to the Bible. The Bible says there's one way to heaven. And that's by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For we are saved by grace through faith. Plus nothing, minus nothing. But I'm glad I've landed in a place with some kindness. It's easy to be kind. Some of you find it real easy to be mean and self-centered. But honey, let me tell you, I'm glad the church down at Melita had kindness. And then I'm glad the church at Melita, they had kindling. They loved the fire. I remember as a kid, I was over in the pasture playing ball with the little neighbor's kids, and one of them looked and said, "Look, yonder, the barn's afire." I don't know, some 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 bales of red clover burn up that night in that barn. And they come as far as the eye could see out of town, headlights as far as you could see. But I noticed this. Them fire trucks come in down there to fight that fire, and it's so hot, they just had to stand back and watch it burn. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying people come not to watch the firemen. They come to watch the fire. And I love what an old man told me years ago, "Son, if you'll build a fire, they'll come watch it burn." They had kindling. Thank God for fire starters. What really tickles me is some people that worship was so foreign to them. I'm glad I figured out that there's loud Christians, quiet Christians. Christians cry, weep, and hug. It amazes me big old boys like this can get saved and just hug one another and squall for the glory of God. See, that's having church. When you leave this morning, you can say, "Well, I know we've had church." My Lord, if it's ever been a time that we need a fire in our church, it is this morning. People's dying, going to hell by the drove. They're cold and they're bankrupt and they're washed up on our shores. Would somebody help me build a fire? They had kindness. They had kindling. But then they had keeping. Paul done something there in Acts 28. I love what he done. I want to be one of them Christians. Brother Kevin, he went, and the Bible said he got a bundle of sticks. Come and put on the fire, because he's keeping it going. May God help us to keep this fire burning. Isn't it a blessing? I seen old Brother Daniel a while ago. Y'all just my kind of crowd. Old man that prayed for you, son, a long time. God come by and save the pudding out of you. Now he's helping keep the fire burning. You know where he is Wednesday night? At church. Know where he is Sunday night? Church. Keeping. A lot of times he don't think he's doing nothing. He just come by a while ago and I looked at him. Boy, ain't it a blessing to see people that was cold and all washed up. Somebody built the fire and now they're standing around getting dried out and encouraged by the grace of God. You say, preacher, what are you doing? I'm trying my best. Keep a fire. I'm trying my best to not religion take this place. I try to keep things basic and down to earth so we can understand. What you going to do with the people that's washed on your shore? What about them folks out there on your job? I don't know who they are. God's made us let them wash up on purpose, that you may show them just a little kindness. It amazes me. Miss Emily, I want you to come sing that song just a minute. You get ready. Amazes me, the churches that God's allowed me to go to that are so unfriendly. I've heard people say when they come here, visitors come. They say, you know, you've got some of the most friendliest people I've ever met. That's the way it ought to be. You look around, you take you a good gander this morning. There's no biggins nor no littlins here. We all stand even out yonder at Calvary. Thank God for the keepers of the fire. Matter of fact, you'll notice in your Bible, the devil hates them kind of people. He didn't really bite them that was warming. But he bit them that was keeping. A lot of times I get up and preach and he'll ride with me all the way to the house. What will the visitors think? Don't matter what they think. It's what the God of heaven thinks. He's the only one can bring us back. I like what he done. He didn't sit around and play with a snake. Matter of fact, I'm worried about folks play with snakes. Somebody say amen right there. Best snake I know is a dead snake. If you got a pet snake, don't let me know about it. He shook him. You see, he don't come off easy. He shook him. Renee, you've been with me 31 years. Wonder how many times that's been bit. Some of you stand up and holler and you can't stand up 3 weeks later because he's done shut you down about a little shout. What would you do if you had to lead a people to God and preach three times a week?
Amen.
Some of you scared the soul win because somebody said no. Some of you scared to keep doing because he's tried to keep you hushed. Don't get quiet on me now. I'm preaching now. I mean, I've laid the foundation just to get to here. He shook him. You know how come he shook him? Because he don't come off easy. He'll bite on to you and he'll say, nobody there likes you. He'll hold on to you and say, don't you come to that altar. Somebody think that you're not right with God. That's what the altar's for. Matter of fact, we all ought to be in it this moment. Every one of us ought to be in it. He'll tell you the only one having a problem in your marriage. You ever notice how this morning Brother Dennis went right into the marriage? You know why? Because he wants to help you. You think you're the only one that's had a wayward child? You think you're the only one that's got up and sang and it flopped? You think you're the only one that's ever preached and nobody shook your hand and said, good preaching? What about old Brother Dave and Brother Tim? Wonder how many times people say, I appreciate y'all, boys. You ever notice how these men do things? Don't worry about it. We ain't having church tonight. I'm going to preach Joe Hyde this morning. You ever notice how, I don't know if anybody's ever just called them, said, you know, I appreciate you men trying to follow the Lord in our singing around here. What about Miss Sherry, Miss Faye? Wonder how many times y'all said, boy, I'm glad you're here. You know how many churches would love to pay for what we got this morning? Matter of fact, one church tried to buy our pianist one time. I was ready to fight. I ain't playing bad. Are you helping build the fire? Shook him off, huh? I wonder how many times, and I'm reluctant to say this, because I know I can get there. It's the best thing may just not say it. Some of you, the devil say, well, what's the use? I wonder if you ask Brother Felton and Miss Noel how God helps faithfulness. I wonder what they'd tell you this week. Brother Tim, Miss Deanne, I wonder what God would tell you about being faithful. Right, Charles, a man totes me water every time I preach. God saved their young'uns. I tell you, if you're going to do anything for God in this fire building, you better learn. You're going to get bit. And you better learn to... Matter of fact, you listen to this old preacher. If it don't matter in 100 years, why does it matter so much to you this morning? I mean, if it really don't matter in 100 years, why are you so crossed up about it this morning? I've seen something else about a feller build a fire. Bible said they looked and he should have swollen. It's a big temptation of a real fire builder to get the big head. Swole up with pride. Man, I can preach a message sometime. Y'all pat me on the back. My head's so big. Next Sunday I'll make a flop. Ain't nobody said nothing. I've studied 40, 50 hours on it. Ain't nobody said nothing. I leave the house, tell her, and I said, honey, was that a good sermon this morning? She said, not really. Not really, it wasn't really. So I found out why wasn't nobody telling me it was good preaching. It wasn't good preaching. But he sure does let my head go down with it. Matter of fact, when it got bit, they looked that it should have swole up. I know a lot of people used to have the power and the presence of God on their life. But they got big, thought they didn't need Him no more. And now He can't even use them. You know what I've been praying? Not only God send us families, this church, it really needs something. But God, would You use me? God, would You open the doors that needs to be opened?